This is the Music History Today podcast for March 22nd. On today's show, the Beatles released their first album, Lennon Gives Power to the People, and we say goodbye to Fife Dog. First up, though, on this date in 1948, Nat King Cole divorced dancer Nadine Robinson. In 1956, Carl Perkins was involved in a car accident while he was going to perform on the Perry Como TV show He Would Survive. In 1974, 10 years after, played their final concert together. In 1975, Barry Manilow performed on television for the first time. In 1977, John Denver's TV variety special, Thank God I'm a Country Boy, premiered. In 1978, the Beatles parody group, The Ruddles, premiered their TV special, The Ruddles, All You Need Is Cash. In 1984, Andrew Lloyd Webber, the great Broadway composer, married singer and actress Sarah Brightman. In 1992, record producer Lou Adler married actress Paige Hanna. In 2006, Aerosmith canceled the remaining dates of their tour due to Steven Tyler having to have throat surgery to repair his vocal cords. In 2009, composer Mike Verta married actress Danica McKellar. In 2013, My Chemical Romance broke up. They got back together in 2019. Speaking of 2019, in 2019, the Motley Crue TV biopic The Dirt premiered. In theater, in 1928, Noel Coward premiered his musical This Year of Grace in London, England. In 1956, the musical Mr. Wonderful, starring Sammy Davis Jr. and also his father, Sammy Davis Sr., premiered on Broadway. In 1962, Barbra Streisand premiered on Broadway in the musical I Can Get It For You Wholesale. In 1997, the musical Sunset Boulevard, based on the movie of the same name, closed on Broadway. And in 2018, the musical version of the Disney animated movie Frozen opened on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on March 22nd, in 1971, Lynn Anderson and Merle Haggard were among the big winners at the Academy of Country Music Awards, and in 1975, the Netherlands won the Eurovision Song Contest. Albums that were released on March 22nd include, in 1963, when the Beatles' debut album Please Please Me, aka The Beatles, was released in Great Britain. Meanwhile, in America, in 1965, Bob Dylan released Bringing It All Back Home. The Beatles released The Early Beatles, and The Temptations released The Temptations Sing Smokey. In 1967, Elvis Presley released Easy Come, Easy Go. In 1971, Elvis Presley released another album. This time it was You'll Never Walk Alone, his gospel album. In 1974, the Eagles released On the Border. Also on that same day, Frank Zappa released Apostrophe. In 1975, The Soft Machine released Bundles, and Jesse Colin Young released Songbird. In 1976, Elvis Presley was added again. This time, The Sun Sessions was released. In 1982, Iron Maiden released The Number of the Beast. Also on that same day, The Beatles released Real Music, spelled R-E-E-L, as in movie theater music. In 1984, the Go-Go's released Talk Show, and Sabotage released The Dungeons Are Calling. In 1985, Alcatraz released Disturbing the Peace, and John Paul Jones released the soundtrack to the movie Scream for Help. In 1987, Anthrax released Among the Living. In 1988, Morrissey released Viva Hate. In 1989, White Zombie released Make Them Die Slowly. In 1993, Iron Maiden released A Real Live One. In 1994, Cheap Trick released Woke Up With a Monster. Pantera released Far Beyond Driven. Tim McGraw released Not a Moment Too Soon. And Yes released Talk. In 1995, The Headstones released Teeth and Tissue. In 2002, Celine Dion released A New Day Has Come. In 2005, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds released B-Sides and Rarities. Also on that same day, Billy Idol released Devil's Playground. And in 2011, Soundgarden released Live on i5. Singles that were released in the UK on March 22nd include, in 1968 when the Hollies released Jennifer Eccles and Procol Harum released Quite Rightly So. In 1969, The Who released Pinball Wizard. In 1974, Jerry and the Pacemakers released Remember the Days of Rock and Roll. In 1993, Peter Gabriel released Blood of Eden. And in 1999, Aphex Twin released Window Licker. Meanwhile, in America, in 1957, Elvis Presley did a twofer. He released That's When Your Heartaches Begin and All Shook Up. In 1963, the Bee Gees released The Battle of the Blue and the Gray. In 1971, John Lennon released his classic song, Power to the People. Also on that same day, Boz Scaggs released We Were Always Sweethearts. In 1977, Stevie Wonder released his classic, Sir Duke. Also, Aerosmith released Back in the Saddle Again. In 1981, AC/DC released For Those About to Rock, We Salute You. In 1985, Tears for Fears released Everybody Wants to Rule the World. In 1986, Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald released On My Own. In 1990, Nine Inch Nails released Head Like a Hole. In 1999, Lone Star released Amazed. In 2018, Shawn Mendes released In My Blood. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on March 22nd include singer Roger Whittaker, Jeremy Clyde of Chad and Jeremy, Keith Relf of the Yardbirds, guitarist George Benson, Chris Stainton of Joe Cocker's backup band, Harry Vanda of the Easy Beats, Randy Joe Hobbs of the McCoys, composer Andrew Lloyd Webber, the aforementioned Andrew Lloyd Webber, Susan Ann Sully of the Human League, John Otto of Limp Bizkit, singer Mikey Coben, rapper DAX, not to be confused with DMX, drummer Matt Nichols of Bring Me the Horizon, rapper Shawty Lowe, singer Stephanie Mills, musician Shannon Bex, rapper Mims, musician David Choi, composer George Wiley, lyricist Stephen Sondheim, country music singer Johnny Ferguson, Tony McPhee of the Groundhogs, Patrick Olive of Hot Chocolate, singer-songwriter Amy Studd, and Aaron North of Nine Inch Nails. Artists who unfortunately passed away on March 22nd include composer Jean-Baptiste Lully, who passed away in 1687 at the age of 54. Composer Francesco Gasparini passed away in 1727 at the age of 59. Composer and singer Richard Leverage passed away in 1758 at the age of 87. Composer Gaspari Gabelloni passed away in 1796 at the age of 68. Composer Justin Morgan passed away in 1798 at the age of 51. Composer Johann Dreyer passed away in 1824 at the age of 76. Composer Franz Volkert passed away in 1845 at the age of 67. Composer Ferdinando Giorgetti passed away in 1867 at the age of 70. Musicologist Martin Wangelius passed away in 1906 at the age of 59. Composer Gyula Erkel passed away in 1909 at the age of 66. Composer Anton Beer Wahlbrunn passed away in 1929 at the age of 64. The conductor of the Concert Begau Orchestra and the New York Philharmonic from 1922 to 1930, conductor Willem Mengelberg, who passed away in 1951 at the age of 79. Vaudeville entertainer Uncle Dave Makin passed away in 1952 at the age of 81. Composer Witold Freeman passed away in 1977 at the age of 87. Jazz saxophonist Jaime Scherzer passed away in 1977 at the age of 67. Singer Mark Dinning passed away from heart issues in 1986 at the age of 52. Singer-songwriter Dave Guard of the Kingston Trio passed away from cancer in 1991 at the age of 56. Harp player Fia Burgo passed away in 1993 at the age of 83. Singer-songwriter and producer Dan Hartman passed away from AIDS-related complications in 1994 at the age of 43. Drummer Don Murray of the Turtles passed away from complications from surgery in 1996 at the age of 50. Guitarist Billy Williamson of Bill Haley and His Saddlemen, and then Bill Haley and His Comets, passed away in 1996 at the age of 71. Singer Earl Beale of the Silhouettes passed away in 2001 at the age of 75. Guitarist Rod Price of the group Foghat passed away in 2005 at the age of 57. Mambo musician Cachao Lopez passed away in 2008 at the age of 90. Trumpet player Derek Watkins passed away from cancer in 2013 at the age of 68. Pianist Gerardo Gandini passed away in 2013 at the age of 76. The conductor and choral director at St. Albans from 1960 to 2007 and the Choral Arts Society of Washington from 1965 to 2012, Norman Scribner passed away in 2015 at the age of 79. Rapper Fife Dog of A Tribe Called Quest passed away from diabetes in 2016 at the age of 45. Jazz singer and actress Morgana King passed away in 2018 at the age of 87. Composer Carlo Franci passed away in 2019 at the age of 91. Singer-songwriter Scott Walker of the Walker Brothers passed away in 2019 at the age of 76. Music promoter Victor Hauchhauser passed away in 2019 at the age of 95. Banjo player Eric Weisberg passed away in 2020 at the age of 80. Folk rock singer-songwriter and BBC presenter Julie Felix passed away in 2020 at the age of 81, and saxophonist Stan Bronstein passed away in 2020 at the age of 81. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is March 23rd, when in 1990, the movie Pretty Woman, named after Roy Orbison's song of the same name and having a chart-topping soundtrack itself, opened in movie theaters.